Blog Talk Radio.
We're
vocabulary to others. You don't need to have a philosophical bent to grasp. There are three little words. And we want to let the world know that these words describe what we mean and what we are determined to do about racial injustice. One is the word all. We don't want some of our rights. We don't want a few token handouts here and there. We want all of our rights. There are some people who say that we need to go back to Africa. And then there are some others who tell people in the South, leave the South. You can't be free, so get out. But down in Alabama, in Mississippi, in Georgia, South Carolina, we are saying something else. We want all of our rights, and we want all of our rights here in Alabama, in Mississippi, in South Carolina. No, we are not willing to wait another 25 years for our rights. We can hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in conversation time must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. What we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. The Black Business Network Club. You're going to have to give yourself a hand. Give me a minute here. Wow. You know, sometimes you're eating when you shouldn't be. It happens, people. I'm human. And the other thing is, it's complicated. Life is complicated. We have to agree that life is complicated. And people are complicated. Conditioning is complicated. They say that every government, every society in the world do something in the psychology profession, mental health of psychology, psychiatry profession, sociology, we learned that there's something called psychosocialization. Psychosocialization. That's basically governments psychologically socializing their people. For instance, well, America says, put your hand on your heart and sing the national anthem. Bow to the flag. That's psychological socialization. That's controlling. As we saw in the news, several athletes, especially Colin Kaepernick, the brother, kneeled and didn't put his hand on his heart and sing the national anthem as a protest for the abuse, police abuse. But this is a general abuse of African-American people over the 400 years. They don't like that, but that means you're not under their control. They can't control you and get you to go where they want you to go and do what they want you to do. So there's a lot of psychosocialization goes on in America. They say if you don't bow your hand. But you see, that's very conflicting for me, because how can I bow to something? How can I pray to something? How can I put my hands and acknowledge a song or a flag when it was nothing but abuse for me and my people, total abuse. So psychological control is that they get you to bow down to the flag, they get you to sing the national anthem, and they get you psychologically controlled the way they can use you, where they use you, where they want you. Like you see politics. When they want you, they come to you, they get you, they tell you all these nice things, they offer you everything in the sky. And then when they get in office, they forget what they promised, or they can't what they promised really wasn't realistic, they really can't do it, and they just make other more excuses and adjustments. And so we're dealing with a situation now where we have Trump, who has a large support, and I believe it's psychosocialized control, a large support for white people, poor white people, upper middle class white people, rich white people, smart white people, uneducated white people. We got the whole abundance of them. And the psychological thing is that somebody's taking something away from them, country. Somebody's taking your job. Somebody's coming to get your house. They want your car. And people who are psychologically controlled, they feel this is happening. They feel somebody's taking their house, somebody's taking their car, somebody's taking their job, somebody's putting them in a condition that they shouldn't be in. And that's psychological socialization. Ain't nobody taking nothing from you. The white man been doing this for 400 years. He's good at it. You ain't taking nothing from this white man. He can't do it because in the conditions that we live in right now, they got everything under control, the politics, the politics. The economics is controlled. The most powerful thing a person can do is give you money, give you a salary so you can feed yourself, so you can feed your family, so you can have a roof over your head, so you can buy a nice car, live in a good neighborhood, and live that so-called American dream. And that's what's going on. So I don't understand how anyone could feel like they're losing control when they got all the economics, they got all the money, they got all the things that one needs to be empowered. Here at the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, we basically trying to bring information and resources to you to help you take care of your family, to help you be self-sufficient, independent, have a one day, dear God, give us sovereignty from certain things and certain people and certain conditions in this country. But we're going to be talking about opportunities, and we're going to be talking about people who have opportunities and people who will be opening up opportunities for you. You know that the beat goes on. Trump is still in court. He's still running he's still a viable candidate for president. Biden is still in conflict with his mental condition and his physical condition, his age, et cetera. And we have a man now, the chair of the House, Mr. Mike. I guess I didn't want to know his name. I think it's Mike Johnson. I think it's Mike Johnson. Well, nevertheless, he's a evangelical religious person. He's a racist, and he adopted a black kid. So that's very confusing for me. But he has very agile behavior and very agile thinking, and he's very rigid about his beliefs and his behavior. But he's the House Speaker now, so let's get ready for the show. Let's get what they say in WWE. Let's get ready to rumble, and so let's get ready to rumble because it's going down, it's going down, it's going down. Nevertheless, good things are happening. We have the Enigma herself, Mrs. Carol Smith, who is here with some good opportunities. Give her a nice hand.
Everybody, how are you, Dr. Ron Robinson?
Wow, you can say Ron, you have to say the whole thing. I'm old, I ain't got that much time.
Oh, Lord Jesus, here we go. I don't know why I say anything. Well, I have a young man that sells sea moss, and that's a new thing. Not a new thing, but people are taking it, and people are cleansing and building up their energy, and everyone is doing sea moss for their kidneys and their well-being, and they're leaving certain foods alone, processed foods, instead of buying just any kind of oil, people are using coconut oil, coconut milk, things of that sort. So this young man is the sea moss king. His name is Edwin. And if anyone is interested, his number is 646-706-9525. That's 646-706-9525. We often find people of interest that will help contribute to our health or to our finances or to our living conditions or food or things that we need in society. And right about now, because it is Thanksgiving, it doesn't come, it comes once a year, but people are hungry every day. So this is a time that if you have a church, to consider having a long table of food for those who do not have. If you're doing it already, it's a beautiful thing. And if each one has a plate to give out from your church and you come together and you got a truck, it'd be wonderful. As of me, I am, even though healing with my eye, I intend to cook and make the basic meals for us. And I hope that Dr. Ron and when Dr. Winborn and those who would like to will come and get a plate or some dessert and enjoy their life and have some spice eggnog. So on that note, I also am trying to sponsor people who need sponsorship and they're here or they want to come over. So I will give certain information to Dr. Ron Robinson, what's needed and what we can do for them from this point on. So it's been wonderful talking to everybody, and thank you for your prayers. I am healing nicely. Thank you for inquiring about me. And God is alive. So please know that it takes time and patience. It's in your Bible. Be patient. He does answer. He does come through. He makes the invisible visible. And thank you, Dr. Robinson, for helping me, because I know it's going to come through, and we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful environment for to leave for our grandchildren and children. So thank you so much. Amen. Amen.
I want to ask you, just to make sure again, Edwin, 646-706-9525.
Yes. That's his number. He sells the sea moss, and it's my understanding, which I'm getting ready to get me some. It cleanses your blood, it cleanses your kidney, and it's people are eating well and they're eating differently. It really, it helps you stop eating fast foods, McDonald's, Burger King, all those things. It makes you be conscious. You could buy some lettuce and some wild lettuce and, some little tomatoes and olives and make you a nice onion and garlic salad. And, there's other things that he does tell you about, remedies to help you, such as garlic and honey, and you keep it fermented in a jar, and that helps you get rid of the phlegm and chest colds and viruses. So there's a lot of things
that I am learning. What is that now? You said for the chest cold
and
viruses?
That's garlic and honey.
Mm-hmm.
And you get you a small jar, the mason jars that
mm-hmm.
that our grandparents used to have, just to keep them peaches in the jar and in the basement that stayed there forever. And if you went down there and stole some, you got a whooping.
I'm guilty, Lord. I'm guilty.
You know, well, what you waiting for? It's for the holidays.
Yeah, since you said that, I'm going to tell a little story because, you know, I'm from South Carolina. We tell stories. You know, back in the when I was growing up in South Carolina, women would bake all these beautiful pies, peach pie, apple pie, cherry pie,
yes.
cakes and whatnot. They put them in the window.
Yes.
To cool down or whatever. And we used to sneak and steal them and go run in the woods and eat them because, you know, we didn't get much sweets in South Carolina. Y'all know how that goes.
That's right. Must have been on a Sunday that you did most of your stealing. That's when they did most of the baking. I know I always got busted and got a butt whooping, you know, but.
Wow, I ain't the only one. See, Jesus, I ain't the only one.
Yes, I was one of those Sunday school people because by the time the elders finished, it wasn't nothing but crumbs for us. And I thought that the Lord said, you know, this is for you. Well, it sounded like it. Anyhow, we went and got us, we had a pie and a cake. And I enjoyed that butt whooping, not so much, but now I really appreciate it. It was the best pie in the world. It was homemade, and that cake, even if it was 100 degrees, it felt like it melted in your mouth, you know. Mm. It's a beautiful time. And those peach jars and things, that was, you know, that was another worth whooping because when you open up one of those jars, Lord have mercy, you couldn't get nothing so sweet like, you know, the peaches and the pears and you know, apples. They just, and by the time they made pies, oh, my God, it's like.
No, you're taking me back. I'm going to tell
yeah,
you
Yeah, nobody
that.
Cooks
anybody,
like that. You got to find, you got to kidnap somebody.
Don't act like y'all don't. Get you some butter biscuits and some maple syrup, Lord Jesus. You just eat yourself to death. Holla, all my South Carolinians. Know y'all did it. I know all of you. Ain't none of us ain't.
Well, even if you get some biscuits, get one of them jars that's been sitting down in that basement for a minute, and you sop up some of that peach juice,
Amen.
And oh my God,
Lord Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm not
worth 2 cents, and that's why I like cooking on the holidays, because I give thanks. I really do give thanks, and I haven't made crackling bread in a long time, and that's that fat back. Yeah, fat back.
Now you're going to start talking about chitlins, and we're going too far.
No, what we who?
Oh,
God,
Lord
just,
Jesus.
You always stir up stuff and act like it's me. You know you ate that and corn syrup. And made your own syrup, too.
Hey, listen, nobody. If my grandmama were to start a buttermilk biscuit business, she would have put everybody out of business. She just made the best. Nothing to my mama, you know.
Why you don't have the recipes? Because the men outcooked the women from when I was coming up. Where the recipes at?
If they did, they kept it a big secret.
you know you're lying. You know who got the recipe.
What they would do is they would go on hunting and fishing, and then they would,
mm-hmm.
you know, they would cook out in the woods and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But we know how nice we South Carolinian men. We let the women do the work. You know, go ahead. You know, we know you all.
And those who like to eat stuck around, and they've got what you putting in there, Ma. What's that? Why you do that? I know you was around because you stole a lot. Tell the truth.
I'll tell you, I'm not much of a cooker. I was blessed to have women in my life cooking.
That's all right. When Judgment Day comes, God will know the truth. He'll tell everybody.
I
knew he was, Lord. He was lying to me.
I can boil some grits and some sausage.
We ain't gonna eat no grits and sausage on Thanksgiving, even though we have done it a few times. Believe me, and put some sugar on there, and that was your breakfast in the morning.
Yes,
you had some sugar and sugar grits and butter, and if you got a piece of fat back, that was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, then you stop.
Make some gravy.
Thank you, Jesus.
So get some onion and make you some brown gravy.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yes,
and throw it up on that grits up there and then stop up some biscuits.
Have you singing, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yeah, and have a piece of fat back in
he
there.
He leads me to the biscuits and the maple syrup.
A big old
me down.
Fat bacon right there. Oh, it take you forever to fry it because it's so thick.
Oh, Lord. I'm gonna let
it ain't
you,
like the
listen.
Fat back you got now. You throw
listen
it in
now,
there in 2 minutes, you come back and it's shriveled up.
Now you got all the secrets going out there now. Now we're, oh, my God, you don't tell anybody.
Yeah, so I know we done gained 20 pounds.
I can't hide nothing, Jesus.
We done gained 20 pounds. We need to walk off.
Man,
I know I got to go back to the gym.
I probably don't got 30 pounds just having this conversation.
Well, listen,
I hope
to see you Thanksgiving, and I hope know that Dr. Winborn, and I hope the sisters, if they can, but we always look out for, you know, others. So I thank you, my sisters, Sandy, and, you know, she does her thing. And I know the brother that made that salad for our cookout, I know he's going to be cooking something spectacular. So God bless him, too. So I hope all things come together for the holidays.
Amen,
and I
amen.
Pray that, you know, those who had their food stamps stolen, I hope that the government will stop this game that they're playing and give people their rightful, you know, funds so they can buy food. This doesn't make any sense. I've never known people to get robbed as much as they have been robbed this year for their food stamps and their cash. This does not make any sense at all.
Wow. So how do you
their food stamps and their cash winds up in California, Florida. You know, one wound up in Jamaica. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Jamaica, West Indies?
Yes.
Jamaica, West Indies?
Yes.
What can they do with American food stamps and whatnot?
They can spend your cash. They can't do anything with your food stamps, but if they got your information, they could definitely sell it to somebody over here. But regardless, I've never known America to be getting robbed, the poor getting robbed like this. It's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous. But obviously, they don't went somewhere because when they was going out to New Jersey, where they used to gamble, the boardwalk of Jersey City, or what was the name of that? Atlantic City. And
Atlantic
I remember
City, yeah.
They was going to Atlantic City. They was doing a report on people with food stamps, you know, going and gambling. And, you know, they was using their cash. And the reason how they found out, because they draw out their money as soon as they hit the boardwalk. They draw their money out, and they was traced. So if my thing is, wherever you've been that you wasn't supposed to be using your money, I would advise people not to use their card in different cities, and I would advise them to always change their password every so often and go and make sure that certain accounts are being taken care of, because this country she's just going crazy, and a lot of people are hungry, and it really gets things very upset because, you know, they compare their loss with the new immigrants who are eating already and their food stamps haven't gotten stolen and they're getting money. So what can I say?
Mm.
We leave it in Jesus' hands.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes,
so,
yes.
Are you cooking?
No.
I heard, I ain't hear anything, Lord. I'm going to ask again. Dr. Ron Robinson, are you going to put your foot in something or are you going to put your hands in something?
I think I'm going to put my foot in my shoes.
Okay, well,
I expect
you to drive over here and get your plate. Is that what you're telling me? You're going to come and get your plate?
I will try definitely, you know, because I got so many people who just dying to have me eat something of theirs, you know.
Well, I've been you've been eating mine for years, so, you know, you can, if you want to be kidnapped by somebody, but you know you're going to want some cornbread, but it's up to you. I'm going to miss your face.
Holla.
You never know. We getting old. The Lord is, you know, he's in control. Is there anything I'm saying hitting your head?
Like a ship that's tossed and driven.
I haven't seen my brother in a long time, and we just talk on the phone.
Yeah,
I mean, the holidays are here. At least I get half or 20 minutes or something. He lets me run down to the car to bring him a plate. But this year, it ain't even a rundown, Lord. I can't even run down to the car to get a hug. But I just stay like a black woman in the corner and just shudder myself to death.
Is that what they're doing? Because the ones I see, they ain't doing that.
Well, I don't know, but I'm speaking for myself. I was trying to drop some guilt, but evidently that went over your head. I'd advise you to come by and say hello to your sister. That's all I'm saying to you.
I shall make that a priority.
Tell me about 50 million other people. I do not compare. I'm not included in the 50 million. I'm unique. I'm one of a kind. You know.
You are. And
I'm a drive-by. You know, you drive by and, and say hello.
Okay.
You wait. I love you, you know, and keep it moving.
Love you too.
All right.
There you go.
Bye for
God
now.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Next we have the man with the plan who can understand. You know who he is. You go every Saturday night and you listen to Dr. Benjamin Bridges on experiencing spiritual unity and meditation. And he has some great opportunities in gold and diamonds and real estate and shoe shining. No, I'm just kidding. You got some good stuff going on. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome Dr. Benjamin Bridges.
All right, my brother. You and my sister were really getting some good information out there for a minute there. That was really nice, you know.
Well, I know you in South Carolina, so I know you're getting your biscuits, buttermilk biscuits and syrup, maple syrup on.
He's the one that
told me about Cackalacky. I said, Cackle, who? You got kidnapped? Or is that a sign?
It's like Cackalacky, that's right.
Yeah,
well,
I spoke to our friend, Stan.
He's down there getting all them good buttermilk biscuits and maple syrup, and, you know, hopefully he'll bring some back, you know, when he can.
I'll see what I could do, brother.
I spoke to our friend Miss Adrian and Andrea, I believe, that you stayed with. She's been checking on me and praying for me. She works with the teenagers.
Mhm. Yes, she does.
Yeah. So, you know, I always want to say hello to her when you come on, because she's been a blessing. And I don't want to forget her. And thank you for introducing me to her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, one thing for sure, you know, we got to make sure we open up that door for some different streams of cash to start coming through. Because, you know, that's one of the things that really, I think, hold us down a lot is in poverty, when we don't have different streams of income that can really support us and help us as a people. And being that we don't have that, you know, that is one of the things that, you know, keeps us down. And when you rely on this system, being that it's really not rigged to help you but to keep you down, that's a whole nother situation. And that's one of the reasons why we really do need to see ourselves more in the mindset of being an investor, because if you can get some, you know, different streams of income that aren't caught for you arm and leg to get involved with it. And they got some investment programs, you got to put up thousands of dollars in order to even get involved in the program. But there's
right.
other programs that are a low amount of money that you can get involved with. And in doing so, it opens the door for you to make thousands of dollars, which is a good thing. So these are some things that we need to share with our people so that they can know about it and get involved with it. And in so doing, you know, it could really be a game changer and a life changer for the situation that they may be stuck in right now. Because one of the things that, my brother just mentioned, and that was the fact that the gold and silver is something that is a good thing to deal with at this time. And one of the reasons why it is because anytime the economy is down and out, you know, on a low, you know, that's when gold and silver go up on high. And that's a good thing to know. But unfortunately, a lot of our people don't even know that gold and silver is now, because of the economy down, is up on high. And because they don't know that, how can you take advantage of something that you don't even know is an opportunity that exists?
Mm-hmm.
And these are things, again, that we need to share. But anyway, with the gold and silver opportunities, we're involved in a program right now where even just bringing in people, you know, you got to put up almost 300, you know, 265. You can get in on that level, or you can get involved with 500. But the bottom line is, even if it's just the 265 and you have a number of people coming into the program, you can walk away with, in the course of a month, you can walk away with about $8,000. And that's not $8 million. But at the same time, you know, if you got about 5, 6, 7 people, you know, bringing in 265, you know, that could open the door for you to for your group to get, you know, that $8,000. And that's a good
thing.
That's
nice.
Because it's $2,000 a week, you know, you would get. And as a group, you know, you could, you know, get that money, and then you could divide that money up amongst, you know, your people that are in the program. And
may I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead. I won't talk to you.
Can I ask, do the program help you get the people to sell to, or do they help you sell the product? Because I've been hearing a lot about gold and silver, and 265 is the best price I've ever heard you ever speak about on anything, so I'm really interested, seriously.
Yes, it's a good opportunity, because once you get your foot in the door, especially if you come in as a group, you know, that gives you the opportunity to start making thousands of dollars. And the good thing about it is if you've got 8 or 10 people, you can get $12,000 a month. And that's even better. But the only problem is, you know, you just have to have people that are willing to invest money into a program that works. And the thing about it was, for myself, funny thing about it, I didn't even know about it, but a friend of mine that got involved with it, she started making, you know, thousands of dollars when she got involved with it with her people. And I was like, wow, I'm really glad to hear that you're doing good. She said, yeah, but you need to be doing good too. Come on board with me. And I said, okay, let me get involved. But that's the thing. A lot of times when you get into these investment programs, you have to definitely check into it first to make sure it's not a scam program. But unfortunately, some of them are scams. You get involved with it, you put up your hundreds of dollars or your thousands of dollars, and before you know it, they got the money, but you ain't getting no money because the program is really not for real. But if you have a real program, and that was the good thing with this sister, she had already gone through it with her people, and they started making thousands of dollars out of that. And I was like, wow, that sounds pretty good. So that's the reason why I got involved with it, because I had someone that had already tested it, and it was a program that was for real. And that's when I said, good, this is something we can make some money on. So let me jump on this one, you know, because I know all of us have been burnt a couple of times in these different programs and, you know, didn't make no money, but they got your money, you know, and that ain't no fun to see when these guys walk away with your money, whether it's a few $100s, a few $1,000s or whatever. But this is something, you know, at 265, it's not bad. And what I could do, as my sister, if you're interested, I could get back to you with the ID information on the program. And, you know, also there's a call that they have in the evening, and that's at 8:30. And you could come on board with that as well. And you could hear directly from, you know, the director and different people. And you get a chance to see for yourself what we're talking about.
Well, my question is, do they have, they'll tell you about the clientele and how to get people drawn to your site and things of that sort so they could buy in on this product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Not a problem.
Right. And the other thing that's important, too, is the coins, because they have gold coins and they have silver coins that you can purchase. And when you get involved with this, it's just like with Bitcoin, you know, and this is just an example of what the sister experienced too. You know, she got involved with purchasing a coin that cost $350, right? And when she bought that coin, it was 2 weeks later, what ended up happening was that that coin went up to $1,500. So, you know, it didn't just double. It tripled and quadrupled in the money that, you know, she put up. And then the other side of it is, you know, these coins just don't go up to 1,500 or 2,000 or 3,000. They go into the hundreds of thousands as well as the coin value starts to rise up. And that's the thing about, again, dealing with gold and silver is that the reason why it goes into the thousands and the hundreds of thousands is because this is a time period where gold and silver is up on high. The thing is, you need to get it at a low price. Like I said, $350 is nothing when you're really talking about being able to go into the hundreds of thousands, right? And if you can get into $350, $275, $300, something around in that neighborhood, then when you purchase that coin, you know, you may have to wait 2 or 3 weeks or even just 1 week. But the bottom line is it's going to start shooting up, and you're going to start doubling, tripling, and quadrupling your money. And then later on, it's even going to go up again so that, you know, it could go into, you know, not just $1,500, which is just almost just $1,000, but it can go also into $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, you know. And as you take your time and utilize that money. Oh, and another good thing about this, they give you a debit card off of the program. So if you have gone up to on one of your coins, $50,000 or $30,000, you could use that debit card to buy a car, to buy a house, to you know, get food and things like that. So that's another good thing about it, because sometimes when you're in these different programs, they want to keep the money in the program so they can make more money alongside of what you're doing. And this one is not like that. They give you a debit card, and if you wanted to spend that whole $50,000 or $30,000 or $100,000 that you have made off of that card, you could do that with no problem. Or it could just be a little portion. Maybe you might just want to spend $200 or $300 out of that $50,000 or $30,000 or $500,000, you know. So anyway, these are some good things that I really like about that program, because, you know, it opens up a door where you can definitely start to make some good money off of it. And that's one of the things, unfortunately, our people as consumers, that's what we really are stuck in, just being consumers. And in regards to investing, whether it's in real estate, whether it's in the stock industry, whether it's in gold and silver, these are things a lot of times our people don't want to have nothing to do with, because they don't want to take any money out of the money that they have, because money is usually very tight. But that's why I was saying earlier, if you could just take out a small amount of money, whether it's $200, $300, or even if you can get three or four people to work with you, and each of them could give up $25 or $50, and before you know it, you got your $350 or you got your, you know, $265 that we were talking about, then that's one way you could get a person's foot in the door, you know, and that's one way that you could purchase coins at a low amount, even if you don't have all of that money yourself. So these are things that we can do, but again, we just have to start to see things from a more positive perspective of getting involved in being investors. And once we start to move down that road, we'll be able to have, you know, a good stream of income coming in. And another one that I did want to mention, too, outside of that, is a sister. You know, she has been in the stocking industry for the last 15 years. And being that she has, the good thing with her, she has a program where she can teach you how to invest in different stock projects that are out there. Instead of just taking a chance and saying, okay, I see several different stock opportunities here, and I guess I'll try this one. Instead of just going out and trying it out of the blue and you don't even know what you're doing, if you have someone that's a professional that's been involved in the stocking industry for years, that would be a good thing for them to take you by the hand and take you step by step on how to do it. Anyway, so her program shows you how you can make $1,000 a day. And that's good, too, because that means that in a month's time, you're making $30,000. So she has a really excellent program as well. And she's someone that, like I said, has been in this for some years. She's not someone that's, you know, a newbie and just saying, yeah, yeah, come on, you know, pay me a fee and then we'll see what happens. And if it doesn't work, I'm sorry about that, but at least I got your money, you know. So you don't have to worry about that kind of conversation coming from her.
Well, I'm very interested in the 265, and I think that would be a start. She sounds like someone that after you invest and build up some funds that you should go to and be able to want to put in $1,000 to see how that grows, you know, and take that chance. But at this time, I think that the great investment is the 265 in gold and silver, because that's really is going to be a change in funds and cash and things of that sort. And it's, they're looking to do, you know, another kind of monies. And I don't think America is going to be down with the program. So gold and silver and copper, things of that sort, some people are familiar with. And if their funds are not as high, that 265 is a good number. It's a good number to start with, and at least you can grow something out of it. You'll get, you know, your money's worth.
Right. Yeah, no, that's true, though. That's a good way to get started. And, you know, like I said, if you're making $8,000 a month or $12,000 a month, you know, from you bringing in, you know, six people or 10 people into the program, that could be a good thing, because there are people out there that have that kind of money. There's a lot of our people that have money in the thousands, but, you know, they don't, of course, they go around bragging about that, because, I mean, people be knocking on their door every day, can I borrow a few hundred from you today? You don't even have to worry about that, so they keep their mouth shut. But the bottom line is, are you utilizing the money that you have in a smart way? And unfortunately, a lot of times that money is just sitting in the bank, you know, in our savings account and all of that. And I'm not saying that that's the worst thing you could do, but at the same time, the only person that's making money off of that is the bank. Because when the bank has your money sitting in your account for, you know, months and years, and you're not really utilizing it to make money, because your money's in there, they're taking that money and utilizing it into different investment programs themselves, and they're making, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars off of your money. But that's the problem, because our people just want to, you know, keep their money in a, they call it in a safe place. But that's another thing, because in January, in something that you had just mentioned, the system that we have with the dollars right now is going to be changed. And he said that being that it is, you know, and being that the dollar bill is down to like 3 cents a dollar, you know, you know, it's really going down, you know. And being that it is down low like that, if you are going to hold on to the cash, which you can't really do like you used to, it's going to really put you in a bad situation. But if you have gold, silver, something like that, which is up on high, on a high value system, then that's something that you can benefit from. And that's another reason why we need to tell our people about this before January gets here. Because when January hits here, the whole nother system's coming through. And if you haven't prepared yourself with things like gold and silver and other good opportunities that can really be beneficial, being that the dollar is being flushed down the toilet now, you're going to find yourself in a bad situation. So these are things that we really need to be aware of and know that we need to switch over from holding money just sitting in our bank account and get gold coins, silver coins, you know, get other people, members into the program and, you know, start making thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You know? Well, you should start giving people your numbers so they could get in touch with you. I know how to get in touch with you so I could get the information for the program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And that's, and the number where they can reach me at is 914-979-6372. That's 914-979-6372. And in signing into the program and getting involved with it, it can be a great opportunity to be a game changer and a life changer. Because, like I said before, with this economy, you know, going downhill like it is, and they already have plans for January, you know, and how they're going to change things in dealing with the, you know, good old dollar bill like we used to deal with. Now they're going to change it to a different system, totally different from that. And if you don't have things already lined up with the system, it's going to put you, you know, temporarily in a really bad situation, you know, in the beginning. And that's something that our folks really need to know about.
Well, may I ask you a question? When you bought, when you invest the $265, I hope people don't think that it's going to be an overnight thing, but you can invest, you will be able to buy or purchase something that will develop. And how long would it, you see any finance, a month or 2 months? Do you think 2 to 3 months?
Well, this is the thing. You know, if you have, like I said before, about 6 people that you're bringing on board with you, and they're all going to come up with that, you know, $265, then you can get, you know, that $2,000 a week program, which is going to be $2,000, 4 weeks in a month. That's $8,000 for the month, right?
So they pay $265 a month?
No, they're paying $265, right, you know, to get their foot into the door to be a part of the program. And then because you paid that with 6 people, that opens the door for you to get a amount of $2,000 a week. And out of that $2,000 a week, that adds up to $8,000 for the month.
And okay, suppose you don't have the 6 people. How does the $265 build up for one individual and why they are trying to, you got to recruit people that make, that has $265. Does this program help you recruit people, or you just have to hold on to your $265 until it develops?
Well, see, that's the other side of the story, too, because when you come in with the $265, you are also entitled to get one coin. You know, it's either going to be a gold coin or a silver coin. And when you get that coin, that will give you an opportunity to make some additional money as well, you know, offer that coin. And the other side of it is when you can bring other people to the table with you and work it as a team, then that's what's going to get you, you know, thousands of dollars, you know, to come through. Because I'm not saying that $2,000 a week his $200,000, but at the same time, to have that stream of income coming in is a good thing. And then, like I said earlier, if you're dealing with the stock industry and you're dealing with getting $1,000 a day, that's $30,000. And then you got, you know, $8,000 coming from the other program with the gold and silver. So these are some things you could do in having a few different streams of income coming your way. And this is something that white people do on a regular, you know, for those that actually start to get, you know, large sums of money and they end up becoming millionaires.
Well,
and,
does, excuse me again, does this program help you get clientele when you join? Or they expect you to get your own clientele?
Well, this one, they expect you to get your own clientele. They're not, you know, going to get clients for you. But they're going to tell you all the different positive aspects of the program. So when you go out there and tell a relative or tell friends or, you know, even if it's a stranger and you're saying, hey, you know what, you should get involved with this. This would be something that could really help you. And then when you break it down to them and tell them how it really works and how they can benefit from it, because just as I said, you know, there's a number of different ways it could be done, whether it's through the gold coins, the silver coins, and how those coins are going to go up, but you just have to get them at a low rate. So if you buy a coin that's already at, you know, 20,000, and you're going to put up all that money on that coin, then, you know, it may take a while before it shoots back up again to, you know, 50 or 100,000. But when you can get a coin, like I said earlier, at 300 or 275, 290, something like that, and then you're starting off at the beginning point for that particular coin, that's when it shoots up to 20,000, 30,000, and so forth, or 50,000. That's when you're really starting to benefit. But you started from the beginning stage of it, and now you're going all the way up into the hundreds of thousands.
Okay. So that, well, once again, my question is, I don't know if they have a program where they show how you get the clientele to build up all that, but I guess for $265 to buy your first coin, that is not bad. Other than that,
no,
I don't see how somebody can get six people to join unless they're being helped, and if this program, the only thing it could do is just get you to join for $265 and buy a coin. And you got to get your own clientele. That's not easy for everybody because everybody don't know a lot of people that makes that kind of money.
No, I've been on Dr. Ben's program with the gentlemen. They do have people that would teach you, and you could.
Oh, thank you. That's what I was asking.
You could call. Well, you probably didn't get what you were saying. You know.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dr. Palmer. Thank you, sir. Because I was saying, how you do this? Thank you, sir.
No,
see that saying, communication is the key.
But like what he was saying, like Dr. Ben was saying, there's materials, there's the internet, there are people that will talk to people for you as well.
Oh, okay.
I heard him
say the more you get, the more you can make. I know that my brother always focus on how much money you can make, but it's just how to get to make it. You know, and I know that I know the price is reasonable, and I just needed to know if they show you other techniques of getting clientele to help you build up that kind of funds. I know they had to have that. So I appreciate you confirming that, Dr.
You know something? It's not hard because everybody's complaining about financial problems and getting money and paying bills, and those are your first that's your first clients. I mean, those are the
yeah. But everybody don't want to give up $265, let alone $2. And really,
it's easy
to tell people, but it's good to have a technique. It's good to let them know that there is something that's going, and it's good to show them through your own trials of joining to show that, listen, I've been with them for a month. I invested. I got two people, but I still made money off my coin or something to that effect. I don't just joining something and not knowing how to do the program. I like to be able to sell the program for what it really is.
And they have
one thing that would be good to deal with on this too is getting a loan. But if you get a loan for, let's say, $10,000 or $12,000, that would put the people that you're talking about with the 265 in the door with no problem, because they wouldn't have to, each of them wouldn't have to come out.
I can't even get a loan for $1,500, so, and my credit is good. So I don't know what you're saying. If you know somebody I could get a $10,000 loan, let me know, because I don't, unless you're talking about me hustling and getting people to do 265 all the way around a couple of times, that's not even happening, because I have been trying for about 2 years now with help to try to get a loan at least $50,000, $10,000, $1,500. It's been no. So I don't know who you know, but let me know who you know, and I'll apply to that.
His name is Ron Robinson. He knows someone that could get you a loan for that.
Oh, Ron Robinson, he's still in the mix, and he's looking out, but I don't know. He's been trying. He said he'll let me know. We won't mention Mr. Robinson. Here we go. We won't mention Mr. Robinson. I just know that Dr. Robinson and Dr. Winborn has been assisting me in looking out for certain things. So those two, but I'm sure there's other people. You rich, or can you help with a $1,500 loan?
Hey, all
you always speak about how rich your family is. It's $1,500. You get the payment back in 2 months. Can you do it?
I know two people that can possibly hook you up, even if your credit's not that good.
My credit is good. You can ask Dr. Winborn. He's been helping me, and I do have a business.
Oh, okay, good. Well, if that's the case, then you shouldn't have no problem at all with this.
I've been having a problem. That's why I asked. If you know somebody that I can get a $1,500 loan, please give me their number so I can contact them, because I am seriously looking to get a loan.
Oh, now you're talking about $1,500.
Huh?
I was saying to the listeners, see how helpful the Black Business Billionaires Network Club is. We just help each other economically grow the African-American community. This is what we do, y'all. In the words of Will Smith's son.
He's so sick.
This is what we do. You know?
Do you know someone seriously that I can ask Dr. Winborn to send my paperwork to them and fill out so I can get a loan?
Yeah, we could. I do have one brother that, you know, deals with this. And as far as getting a small loan for like $1,500 or $10,000, you know, somewhere in that bracket, because if you're going to be trying to go into $50,000, $100,000, $300,000, those kind of loans are very difficult to get. Let's be honest with you, the system is very much rigged against us, and that's one of the reasons why it's harder to get $100,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 loan.
Well, I'm just looking for something, and I'm looking for $10,000 or $1,500 to $10,000. That's the $1,500 I could pay in the 2 months. I haven't had I work with foreign exchange, and they sent me a letter to verify that I've been with Kaplan for 35 years, and a whole listing of my funds and things of that sort. So Dr. Winborn has that, and you know, it's just I just need help, you know, reimbursing my business, rebooting it. So I can't even. I have my two sons working for me. I can't even pay them.
So now I hear you.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm doing my taxes, and I just need that little oomph. If I can get that $1,500 and get things going, I can get that back to them in 2 months.
Amen.
Yeah, that's the thing, because with the $265, right, that $1,500 would cover that. so that you could actually have about six people coming in here.
Well,
and
if
you, could,
you say you know somebody that I could go to get the loan, then I could do that and cover that. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you, when we could talk later on, I could call you and you could give me that information.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. But I do intend to join the 265 for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a problem, but I still need a loan for my business.
Okay,
right.
We got one client.
Right.
We're going to see if we can get some more clients for you, Dr. Ben. We'll open up some more lines and see if there's some other people who we can get to work with you as well. So we're going to open up 813-531. Your mic is open.
That's me?
Yes.
Okay. I have two questions. I just came on. My name is Ms. Ford. I want to first ask the lady who was talking, what type of business do you have?
I work with foreign exchange students, and I help young adults start their own business and get into politics. I'm an activist, and I try to help young adults be independent around the world. Hello?
What age do you, the young people that you happen, what is the age?
Well, it depends on what grades and what their, you know, their scores are. But usually I get highly intelligent 12-year-olds, and it goes up to 75 to 80-year-olds. It depends on where they're coming from, and sometimes I get very bright. Or sometimes I just get students that just want to learn about having their own business and starting their, you know, a home school or, you know, a cooking school or, you know, they want to do scientist work, you know, things of that sort, or building with their own hands, arts and crafts. It's a variety of things. But I work with kids from 12 on up to 80.
Okay, how many kids do you have under your leadership now that you actually help them set up a business?
Oh, well, presently I don't have any. It's been kind of slow since we've been having problem with this war, but usually throughout the year I get at least 100 kids from the Kaplan UN school.
Okay. Can I talk to you and you won't get mad with me?
No, ma'am. If you need my number,
okay,
you could call me and talk to me in private if you like.
Okay. I'm Dr. Robinson. I'm going to give you my name and my phone number and email. But what I want to say to you is this.
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been in business?
30 years.
You've been in business 30 years.
Yes, I'm a contractor.
What type of contractor are you?
I'm an educational contractor. I work with foreign exchange students.
Okay. I thought you was a business contractor. Okay. My advice to you is that you have your corporation already set up for the young people that you're trying to help to go into a business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What I would do if I was you, I would start with talking to the young people, having them do a summary of what type of business they would like to go into and what make them think that they will be successful in this business, and what would they need in order to move forward and be successful in this business. You need to see how they're thinking and making sure that they are serious in what they want to do. And then when you find all that out, you can text me and I'll get you going. Because
okay.
See, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing you doing, you're going around in circles. You're not going nowhere.
I just want to intervene. I do give them a business plan, and they do have questions and answers. That's what I give them, what they would like to do, you know, what the intentions. They have a business plan already that's given to them, and it's structured to ask them questions on their education, their family, what their plans are, what they like to do, what their weaknesses are, and their character. So those things.
But that's not a business plan. That's not a business plan.
I'm saying they get a business plan in this program that I give them. Well, I don't know. That's why I said we could talk in private, because they get a program from me, and it has the business plan in it. It has us family social that discusses their family, discuss where they came from, what their interests are, and they get an idea of what America is about, and what we help them in as far as CS Homestead.
Okay, well let me tell you this. You just told me a profile, a business plan. See, what you need to do is teach them what is a structure of a business plan. You first have to. That's what I say. For example, you have a young lady who wants to sell jewelry. You have a young boy who wants to go into contracting, framing new houses. Okay, they have to first identify what is the business on be about. I'm going to sell jewelry. I would like to sell. My business is going to be XYZ. I'm making jewelry, and I'm going to start on the internet seeing the response that I will receive. And once I receive a certain number that they're going to have, then they can venture out to the small mamas and papa stores to see where they take 5 or 10 of their jewelry and tell them for a month, I want to see will it move forward.
Okay, so what I would like to do is give you my home number so we can talk, because I know we don't have that much time as far as the show, and I don't want to block anybody else from calling in. So may I give you my number and we can continue this conversation?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay. It's 347.
Mm-hmm.
346.
Okay.
6116. That's my landline, and nobody else picks up but me.
Okay, 347-346-6116.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name, ma'am?
Carolyn Smith.
Carolyn Smith. Okay, Ms. Smith, I'm going to call.
Thank you
now,
very much. And your name, ma'am?
Ms. Ford, like the car, F-O-R-D.
All right, Ms. Ford. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk with you.
Now, the main thing, you'll listen to me and trust me?
Well, I trust God, and if he created you, that's automatic.
Well, you can trust everybody in business because everybody not, okay. I'll talk to you, Ms. Smith. Now, my second question is the 265 coin that y'all talking about, you can join. I came late. Mr. Ben, Dr. Ben, can you tell me the 265? If you come in to join, that's for one coin, the 265. What's the 265 represent?
Well, the 265 allows you to get involved with you as an individual, getting involved into the program, getting your foot into the door. That's one thing. And the other thing that it does, it entitles you to be able to get a coin, and, you know, gold coin or a silver coin that's available. And then you can utilize that coin to make money off of. And like I said earlier, they also give you a debit card that, you know, would tie into the value of that card, so you could, you know, spend money, you know, as you go along with it. You don't just have to sit it on the side all the time and never do nothing with it. You could actually spend money through your card to, you know, deal with the money that came out of the card. But anyway, like I said before, go ahead. You had another question?
Okay. You say I can get a gold coin or a silver coin, and they're going to give me a debit card. Now, the 265, if this 265 is going to roll over every week or every month, how do you make your money once you get in?
Well, this is the thing. The image of really dealing with this so that you can start to really see what you can do to not just get a few hundred dollars, you know, but to get thousands of dollars is to see about bringing in about six people with you that are going to be able to put up 265 as well. And when you bring those six people in, that will entitle you to be able to get $2,000 a week. And that, you know, really? At the end of the month, that's $8,000. But this is the thing with that. You know, we were just talking about this earlier. Sometimes, as my sister said, it can be very difficult to get, you know, a whole six people to come up with 265 because a lot of people, unfortunately, are hurting financially. And being that they are, you know, the money that they do have, they just have enough to pay their bills, and that's it. And then you're going to say, well, hey, you know, come up with 300 or, you know, 500 or, you know, 200 and something here and invest money into that. And unfortunately, some of them don't really have that money available.
But what she's asking, I'm sorry for interrupting, is that when you pay the $265 and you buy the coin, how does that build up financially for that person?
Well, as
correct.
I said before, you know, when the coin, you actually get the coin because you got it at a low price, you know, those coins, because of the value of the coins are going up, eventually, whether it's a week, whether it's, you know, 2 or 3 weeks or even a month, you know, that coin is going to start to shoot up in value. And when it does shoot up, that's when the profit that you started off with, $265, that coin might be in 2 weeks. It could possibly be at $3,000 or it could be at $2,000. Or like I told you with the other situation, the person put up $350 and then they ended up with $1,500 that the coin shot up to. But it didn't stop there. It went up even further. But that's where she started off with, you know, the profit that she made. And these are things that, you know, you can do as well. But the thing about it is you just need to – oh, and the other thing is that's really good to know about this is that they do have a teaching program in the evening. And, you know, basically – you can plug into that program and listen to these guys, and they'll tell you step by step what you can do. So it's not something where you just got to say, okay, I really don't understand this. I'll give this a shot, or I'll try this, or I'll try. You don't even have to do it from that point of just doing it from a blind perspective. That will show you how you can take step by step to make money in this, and whether you're dealing with bringing a group of people in. And like I said, one of the good things about that is if you're getting a loan, you could pay everybody's way in, and then you could get your money back within a month's time. Because when you get that $8,000, if you put up $1,500, you know, that's a small amount out of the $8,000. You could pay that back all in a month's time. You don't even have to wait 2 or 3 months.
Where do you get this loan from, sir?
Wait, excuse me. I got this loan now. Before we have the flow, my second question is this. I understand that it costs $265. You can get a gold coin, silver coin. But you haven't answered my question. My question is, if I come in November, when will I receive a return from the 265? Is it November, December, January? Or is it March, April, May, June? Is it 3 months, 6 months? Because what I'm hearing, you can correct me because I stand to be corrected, but what I'm hearing, you tell me I come in with $265. That's chump change. I could spend that on me in one day. But the question is this. Bringing people in. When you say bring people in, see, I deal with money. You telling me in order for me to be profitable in this business, I need to have 6 legs and then another 6 legs be 12 legs. The more people I have, that's how I can make money. To me, that's a pyramid, and I don't like pyramids because if I'm coming in with 265 and everybody on the phone is all, I'm just giving an example, already in the program, they have to get their money off the top first before I can get paid because they done brought these 6 people in, and it's a pyramid. When you bring people in, the people at the top don't get a percentage of whatever we do. I'm talking business now. I'm talking, you will correct me, but I know how pyramids go because I was in one. And when I find out that everybody at the top who started the program, they get a percentage from all of us, and then the people who I bring in, so I got out because that's not how I do business. So what I'm saying is this. I can bring 265, I can bring 6 people in, but 265, I can put that up myself because that's no money to me. But what I'm saying, they're going to ask me, when am I going to get a return on 265 at what percent, and how long is this program going to last? Is it 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months, or 1 year? Are you in it as long as you have people in? And if one of my people drop out, do I have to replace somebody else? I got 4 people in, 5 people, 1 drop out. I don't have 6. Do I have to replace somebody else? See, teaching me.
Good question.
I don't need to be teaching me to start talking about money. I need to know how the return on my money don't come and where it's going to come because I'm in stock. And I know the return on my money. High or low, I know when to get out, when to sell, or when to stay in. So what I'm saying, I know it's not stock, but you're talking about $265, and some people having a hard time. That $265 is nothing to me, but that single mother got 5 and 6 kids, and she barely making it. That's a lot of money to her.
Amen.
So my question is, what is the return on $265? I'm just going to go in and start now because for me to tell a stranger, see, I would like to get strangers in who having a hard time. See what I'm saying? Not the people who have money. I'd rather touch the ones who don't have so they can have an income every month. But my question
is, that's one of the reasons why I said earlier, if you get a loan for $1,500 or for $3,000 or $5,000,
I don't need no loan.
And that's, you could pay people's way into the picture, and then you could get, like I said, you could either get $8,000 or $12,000 for having about 10 people in, or you could have just your 6 people in, and that 10 people would get you $12,000, and the
and,
6 people.
And how? And when do you see the return? When you see the return on the $12,000, is that one?
That's
is that 1 month, 3 months?
It varies. It's not like every coin is going to bring you the same amount of money. Some coins will shoot up, like I just told you about a person that put up $350 and then they got $1,500 out of it, and that's like 4 times the amount of what they were dealing with, right? But the bottom line is this: even though that's 4 times the amount, that's not it. That's not the end of the value of that coin going up. It's going to go up into the thousands, even on a higher level. And the thing about it is it takes time. Sometimes it could be, you know, from that 1500, it might take another, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, or it might take a month. But, you know, the whole thing is that the system in dealing with the coin industry, it, you know, it goes up and down at different points. in the industry, but the bottom line is most of the time they say if you put your money in, you should see your money coming back out through a profit within 2 to 3 weeks. You should see that money and profit coming through, just like they got that with the $350 for the $1,500. So that's just
With six people, are you saying that the $12,000 is broken down? I made $2,000 for the six people. Huh?
You get $2,000 would come to you, being that you brought them in. And out of that $2,000 that's coming every week, that adds up to $8,000 for the month. And out of that money, you could, pay that loan off. Because if you got a loan for, even if it's just $1,500, you got a loan for $1,500, then basically out of that $8,000, you could easily pay that $1,500 out of the $8,000. And you could also give, some money to, the people. In addition to that, if you wanted to make it, like 10 people coming in, not just the six, if you wanted to get four additional people, you could do that too. So these are some things you could do with a loan that would make it a lot easier.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me say this. You just touched a business word. What I'd like for you to do for me, I can't speak for nobody else, but I'm going to talk to you business. I want a spreadsheet. If I come in at $265 and I bring in six people, am I going to make $2,000 a week for bringing in six people, which will be $12,000 a month? I need a spreadsheet to show me if I bring in 12
That's
people.
That's $8,000 a month. Well, go ahead.
No, but what I'm saying is this. If you give Dr. Robinson, you're saying teacher. No, I want to know the spread of the money that I'm going to receive, because you're saying $265, and then it depends on the gold coin or the silver coin, how it's going to portray what our profit is going to be for that week or that month.
Let me just finish this
and you can talk. For me, I would like to have a spreadsheet, a breakdown. If you come in with $265, this is what you would start out with. If you come in with six people, this is what you would get in a week, every 2 weeks, or once a month, so you can see how your money is coming forth. So you tell me $12,000 I can make with six people, if that's $2,000
a
week.
No, that's 10 people for 12, and it's
no,
with
six
people, it's eight, yes.
Oh, I thought you said 12. Okay, six people is eight.
Right.
Okay, so how is that broken down?
Right.
So how is that broken down with six people? How is that broken down profit-wise?
Can I say something real quick? Because I got a friend that's in the program as well. As well as I know Dr. Ben, I know another person's in the program. And what I'm understanding is this. The coins, the gold and the silver and the coins, that's separate money. But once you buy that, that's your possession. So if that coin goes up, let's say you buy, this is hypothetical, let's say you buy the coin for $10 and the same day on the market, gold coins go up $20. I'm just trying to explain one thing. The coins, the money that you make from the coins, that's yours because you own the coin. The money he's talking about you make from bringing people in, that's another form of the business. But the coins itself, if you buy $100 worth of gold and that gold goes up the same day, another $100, that $200, you made that already because you got the coin. You got the gold. You got the coin. You got the silver in your possession. You own it.
Okay.
So that's your money. Now, the money he's talking about bringing people in, that's extra money.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Y'all go ahead.
Okay. The 265, I have the gold coin. I paid $265.
Go ahead.
Huh? What you say?
That's 265, not 255, but go ahead.
265?
Yeah.
Dollars, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a gold coin. I'm coming in, say, Monday. When will I start seeing the return on the money from the gold coin?
Right. Well, I've been trying to say to you, there's no set time where every time you get a coin, 3 days later, you get the money. It could be, the, like Ron was saying, it could be the same day. It could be a week later. It could be 2 or 3 weeks later. But usually it's in a short period of time. You don't have to wait 3 months, 6 months, a year before you get a return on your money. You know, most of the time you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks max time period. But it could come the next day. It could come 3 or 4 days later. But it comes with each coin. You know, when the market shoots up, you know, you cannot put a label on when that market is going to shoot up and then give you that profit.
Now I understand.
That's a good statement. I like that. Now, what's the minimum and the maximum you can make the first time from your experience as you're in the business? What's the highs and lows?
Well, the thing is, like I was saying to you before, the young lady that got me involved in it, she, you know, she made about, like I said earlier, a few hundred dollars off of that, she made about $900 off of that or $700, you know, where she was dealing with that with her investment in the beginning. And that was good because I was like saying, hey, 700 is not bad. You know, you just got one coin too. I said, that's not bad at all. But see, the other side of it is it shoots up higher. And now she's making thousands of dollars, not only just off of that one coin, but she invested into other coins as well. And also she brought in her group of people into it. So now she's getting paid on a weekly basis with that as well. So she's getting money from
trust. Okay, now let me mention this. Oh, okay, I understand that. My other question is this. How long will I be in the program for 265? Is it 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year, or 2 years? As long as I have a coin, I will make money. Is that what you're saying?
Because the show is going off and there's other people on the line. I don't want to be disrespectful to nobody, but other people on the line and the show is going to go off soon. I only got a couple more, 20 minutes
okay,
or so.
Okay, I just want to know
is it possible? Is it possible?
Everybody needs to know this, Mr. Robinson. I don't want to not get your question answered.
I just want to see if some other people had maybe some similar questions. But if we can do it quickly, that'd be great.
Okay, just tell me. All I want to know is how long is the program? Is it 1 month, 3 months, 6 years, a year? As long as you have a coin, you will receive money. That's all I want to know.
Right. And it depends because even with myself, when I first started off, I started off at $499. And basically that's $500. And when I got into that at the $500 point, that gave me even more credibility to utilize the system in a nice way. And the thing about it is, like I said earlier, it allows you to bring into a group of people when you get it at that level.
You didn't answer my question, Dr. Ben. My question is, I come in with $265 and buy a gold coin. How long is this program? Is it 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, a year? I keep getting money as long as I have this gold coin. That's my question. How long is the program? Everybody should want to know that.
Right. But I'm just trying to tell you, at $5.99 is where you can come.
I'm not talking about $5.99. I'm talking about $2.69.
You can't. I can't even finish the sentence.
But
anyway, stop cutting me off. But what I'm trying to say to
you, need to answer my question.
That's for the whole year. You don't even have to worry about any payments or monthly. So the $265 actually is a monthly situation when you're dealing with it from that perspective. Yeah. So that's the difference. It's $599 and the $265. And that's, you know, something that makes a difference there where you can get, you know, a lot more profitability out of the $599 if you're going to spend that amount. But like I said, if you bring people in with you as people are going to be, you know, members of your group, they could come in at $265. And again, out of that $8,000, you could, you know, even help them with their monthly payments and stuff. So that wouldn't even be a big problem.
Why don't you give her your number so y'all can break that down better, because it's not enough time to do it now.
Right. Okay, that's not a problem. And also what I will share with you is the weekly calls that they have where you can come on to that meeting and they will, you know, step by step share with you all the information about the program and how it works, so that way
you
can
be
learn.
Sending me that. You can't send me that? You don't have that in writing?
I'm getting
ready to
send you the phone.
No, this bitch, you talking business. We don't talk business. Talk business.
Okay, so
I just shut
time
up.
Time is it? What time is it, Dr. Robinson?
Okay, I'm going to open up.
I'm still talking.
205-742. Your mic is open. You have any questions?
Yeah, I'm just glad to get in. I just need to get me something to tame all these wild horses on here tonight.
Hey,
I was a farmer.
I'm asking business questions, that's all.
Hey, I'm thinking I'm going to help Dr. out a little bit. I've been trying to get in. Some things, when it comes down to these crypto programs and things, they got a perpetual income generator inside themselves. They set it up on the price of the gold. They got things set up on how many people that comes in and affiliate with it, because they got affiliation pay. And then they got the thing going to pay probably 1.5% of whatever percentage they set it on, maybe 3%. And it's based on the gold prices. And all these things are going to be predicted into the future. As the economy deteriorates and as gold become more valuable, they got a lot of expectations and prospecting on all this stuff. It's futuristic.
You correct,
and
sir. 100%.
Exactly. That's all. And it ain't all about them. He probably need to tell you a lot of you asking is above his pay grade. You're going to have to get to the guys who you got to go and get
grade.
To the guys, because I defer my – when I get in them situations, Doc, when I get in them kind of things, Dr. Benjamin, I go in on and tell, hey, you got to talk to the folks who the expert in this.
Amen.
I'm just one of the layman's out here just trying to put it out there to the best of my knowledge.
Amen.
I'm not the expert. And so with that said, let's move on.
Misrepresentation in business is the first stage of fraud. So when I talk business, not what I think. So what
right.
you just said
but
is true.
I want to say this. If I'm in a business and I'm buying a coin and gold and silver, which is based on the general market of gold and silver and coins, precious metals. The market is governed by the stock market. So if I purchase that coin, I got it in my hand, ain't nobody can stop me from making that money because I got it in my hand. So nobody can rob you in a situation like this. The only thing I think what got confused is that when he told you about bringing the people in and Terrence opened that up, because that's a different level of make it. That's two ways you make money. Buy your coins, the coins and the gold and the silver. And they go up. They go up in a day. Actually, it might not be. It might be 1.6%, 2.5%, 5.6%, whatever it is. But they go up in a day. But let's say you hold it a little longer for the week or so. You might double, triple your value of what you purchased for it. I've heard they have sold coins for like about $110, And in the week, the coin went up to $980. So it varies, you know, from different coins in silver and gold. But anyway, 929-586, you want to say something?
Yes, quickly. I've been holding on and hearing the questions and seeing the answers. But there's a training program that's involved in this 7K situation. But
right.
not only that, the other aspect of it, besides coming in, getting a coin, and then the other aspect of bringing people in and increasing your weekly net worth, is that they have programs for hospitalization. They got their own type of 401K. There's a whole host of things that can generate health and wealth to the individuals that are involved. And that's stepping up and changing, you know, almost every week that I listen. Okay, so the money is one thing. The gold and silver, that's yours. Nobody can take it from you, as we're saying. But bringing people in, you know, you bring people in, they get paid, you get paid, and you get a weekly sum for doing that. I don't know about if somebody drops out or anything else like that. I don't know. But the other aspects of this is to create and keep wealth and health as well. So there's no other program that comes in and says, well, listen, you got life insurance, you got this, and so on down the line. If you go into the training portion of the study, which I've been doing more training than selling or studying, you know, I've been looking at a training. There's a host of things there that can help our community, and that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in money, definitely, but that whole entire program I think is extremely awesome.
Yeah, so people, that's what I was saying. I'm getting into the program myself, but I have investments in other places, but I you know, already got coins or whatever you want to call it, and I know that you hold them, the stock people hold them, the brokers hold them for you, and you pay them X amount of dollars a month. I'm going to leave them and come into this because I don't have to keep paying hundreds of dollars a month for somebody to hold broker for me and find things for me, which I have a broker. I have an investment broker, trader,
right,
whatever, on the stock market. So I pay this person lots of money.
Right.
And sometimes I make money, and sometimes I don't make money. You know, sometimes you tell me, Ron, I'm sorry, market is down, you done lost everything you gave me, plus you owe me some money. You know,
well, you know, it's very important for people, like the young lady said, you know, for that mother who has 3, 4, or 5 children, you know, for single parents or people that are struggling, that $265 is a lot of money for them. And
yes,
we need to be sure of how we sell in programs to people because, yes, survival is the first preservation in the world. And as a veteran, I try not to play with people when it comes to wanting to earn money or spend their money. You have to know today how a person is going to do the who, what, when, where, and why. And it's of the importance because people are trying to survive. These are not the days that you can invest and say, well, oh, I lost $300. You know, some people can, some can't. You know, it's between rich and poor. And you have working poor and people coming out of retirement to work to pay off bills. So it's of the importance, me being an activist, to ask and working and helping other people who's coming here to ask these questions or hear someone ask these questions because people are struggling and they putting their pennies together. And if it is a good program, they will tell me about it. And if it's a bad program, they definitely going to tell me about it. And I have a lot of veterans coming home that, you know, are handicapped, and they would like to work from home doing certain things. And this sounds like a good program, but I need to be for sure before I ask anybody not to join me, but to see for themselves if it's going to help them survive in any way, form, or fashion. So thank you all.
Okay, let me put a disclosure in there. When it comes down to investment, do not spend no more you can stand to lose. That's the
disclosure.
And if investing is not for poor people. If you're poor, I don't know what to do with you. Probably just sell and throw you in the hole and bury you.
I love this man. I love him so much.
Watch out, Alabama.
I love you.
You're beating the white people down there.
I love you so much.
You got to keep in mind what you're doing. You know, we don't give pearls to pigs. So we ain't gonna do nothing but shit and wallow on them and put them in the mud.
And I love my girl too. We fight for the good answers and the good truth, and I appreciate that more than anything. You don't like castor, but it works for you. So
I appreciate
y'all. Ron, where you at? You awfully quiet. Where you ran to? Which Ron am I talking to? There's two of y'all.
This is an exciting night. Everybody here is like, you know. Ron said some wonderful things, you know, and I think Ron should just keep going. Ron, let us know about our program.
Ron, just keep going, Ron.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
All a mess.
I think the Lord made y'all.
I swear, y'all.
I'm gonna let Terrence and Ron do this stuff. See, Ron, keep doing what he's doing, and when he get hung up, Ron, tell him to blow my apron. Let me get to my ball.
All right, brother Terrence.
That's all you got to say.
I love brother Terrence, and I love my sister too. I can depend on good truth, boy.
Hey, brother Terrence, I'm gonna have to. That may have to make a lateral pass to you sometime, you know, or vice versa. But we're getting into the thing of money, which is very important. But I'm looking at the whole program. How can they benefit me and my family? Money too. But they have insurance. They got everything in this package that can help make you independent.
All right.
Absolutely.
You know,
but you got to go at it with positive mind. If you go on at it as a loser, what you going to do? You're going to lose.
Yeah.
I ain't going to take on a fight I can't win.
Okay, let me ask you this. Now, Mr. Robinson made a very good statement when I was asking about the program. He said there's a structure in the program that's on different levels. I don't have that I can read and see. You know, you tell me verbally, but if you came on and say, I'm going to have Dr. Robinson send y'all the program so you can read it, and next week when we come back on, we can discuss any questions that you have from reading in the package. If I had the package, I wouldn't be asking questions because I know how to read and I understand reading. But when you tell me something verbally and I'm hearing from Mr. Robinson, there's a whole program that can be beneficial to people. That's a good thing. But when you give me half stuff, then my business mind don't come open on the air. Because I am business, and
amen.
I am in business. But if I'm going to sell you fuel, I got to send you the documents in order for you to buy that fuel. You got to send me documents to buy fuel. It's not that we just don't talk on the phone and say, okay, you want 10,000 metric ton a month. Okay. You need to know the procedure, and you need to know the price. You got to have documents when you start talking about business so people can read and get a clear understanding.
Amen.
Getting some papers is not no problem, but I need to be able to tell them what the program is about, how does it work, how you get your money, and you were saying about the debit card, so I feel the money coming on the debit card. I need to tell the people what they need to know and not what I think. Because you more experienced, because this is your program. This is not my program. So I can't talk intelligent unless I have the information to give to the people so they can understand. I can put the money up for 60, but that's no problem. But I want them to have an understanding how the program works and how I'm going to invest in for them and how they can start having a revenue stream that they don't have. That's how I do business. I can't do business all this jimmer. If we don't talk business, let's be business. y'all don't want to talk business, then I'm just going to listen. Because there is a pattern in business that is structure.
And it's also based on what level you operating on. If I'm talking to you about Kool-Aid and popcorn, we're not talking about steak and wine.
Amen.
But you made a good statement, Mr. Ben, when you said that you can start out at $265 or you can start out at $599. That's two different levels. I can understand
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
If I know, that's what I was saying, what's the high and what's the low. That's what I was asking you.
Well,
I'm going
to love you all, but in 2 minutes, we're about to end the show. So anybody got some prayerful words or some beautiful words? Because we done spoke about money. Is God working for you? Because I think my left eye is working.
Okay, one
amen,
thing I
amen.
Did want to say back quick is that,
I'm blind in my right eye, but the left eye is working, so... Anybody got Brother Terrence, you always got good words.
Well, basically, that's God is good. Let us keep our hand in his hand and let us always remember who we is and whose we is. And we are always come out on top.
Sister Girl, you got good
Dr.
words?
Dr.
Jones,
you want to say something?
Yeah, well, one of the things I wanted to say, number one, my phone number is 914-979-6372. Again, that's 914-979-6372. And what I would like to do is turn you on to the training program so that you could get a clear picture of how this works from the expert. But I'm not going to tell you that I'm an expert with this, you know, but I will tell you that this is something that I could turn you on to that you could get a full picture of how this really works and how you could benefit from it.
Amen.
Okay.
And Sister Doug, you have a good word?
Can you send us the email, Reverend Robinson?
Yeah. And Reverend Robinson, our sister, said send her an email
amen,
of the information.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Anybody else got a good word?
Well, we have to end now. Only quick word now is bless y'all, bless everybody. But we got
and
to go.
Stay black.
Amen.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
Your life has been
out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.